This is your Paragon News Update for October 27th, 2021. It's brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. A Woodward woman accused of biting a Clinton police officer has a felony charge in Custer County. According to the probable cause affidavit, 19-year-old Emma Riley Swent was charged with one felony count of assault and battery on a police officer on October 18th after allegedly committing the crime a week earlier. The report stated that an officer was dispatched to help assist in the arrest of Swent. The suspect was being arrested for a previous crime. After transporting Swent to the Custer County Jail, the report stated that she became combative when the officer attempted to remove her from her patrol vehicle. While authorities were restraining the suspect to a restraint chair, Swent would allegedly lean over and bit the officer on the right forearm as well as scratch the officer on that forearm. If convicted, Swent could face up to 5 years in prison. Bond for Swent was set at $10,000. Drowsiness appears to be the cause of a single vehicle accident in southern Dewey County Wednesday morning. According to the accident report provided by the Oklahoma Highway Patrol, the mishap occurred just before 8 a.m. at the junction of U.S. Highway 183 and State Highway 47W. Approximately 2 miles south of Putnam, when while going southbound on U.S. 183, 44-year-old Dominic Ortega Benites of Woodward became sleepy while driving a 2009 Ford F-250. As a result, he picked up the part of the road to the right and went into a concrete culvert. Benites was airlifted to OU Medical Center in Oklahoma City, where he was admitted in stable condition with head, trunk, internal, and leg injuries. The pickup had three passengers that were injured in the wreck as well. OHP says 43-year-old Michael James Morton of Woodward was taken to OU Medical and admitted in stable condition with trunk, internal, arm, and leg injuries. 42-year-old Timothy Russell Coleman of Woodward was admitted into OU Medical with trunk, internal, and leg injuries, also last listed to be in stable condition. And 30-year-old Melinda Isabel Rucker was admitted in stable condition with an arm injury at OU Medical. No other vehicles were involved in the crash. Elk City Leadership Class 7 has been working on a class project to bring live stream video to the town of Elk City. In a press release, the class has announced that it has launched a fundraising campaign to help fund the project. The class said prior to the pandemic, the class had plans to raise money to be able to purchase a camera that would live stream to KWTV or News 9 and be known as the Elk City Weather Cam. However, the class was forced to take a hiatus in March of 2020, but were allowed to resume in June of 2021. The press release said that now the end goal is to have several live cameras set up around town so that anyone with internet access will be able to pull up and see what's going on. This will also include any news stations that would like to access Elk City's current weather conditions. Class members said over the course of the next several weeks, the public will see Class 7 members doing some fundraising as well as selling t-shirts to help raise money for the purchase of cameras and the needed equipment. The press release stated that Class 7 members will be sharing their project ideas and selling t-shirts during the Elk City's Moonlight Madness event on Thursday night in front of the new Elk City Chamber of Commerce, which is located in downtown Elk City. The press release concluded by saying if anyone would like to donate, to contact a Class 7 member. In state news, an early morning tornado confirmed in Norman. Oklahoma News Network's Margot Moreno has that.
The twister touched down in northeast Norman near 24th Avenue Northeast and Tecumseh Road and traveled about 5.5 miles before lifting up near southeast 164th and Westminster in Oklahoma City. Inspectors found damage consistent with an EF1 tornado with peak winds about 90 miles per hour. I'm Marco Moreno.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $82.04. That's down $2.61. Brent crude at $84.07. That's down $2.33. Natural gas at $6.22. That's up 33 cents. Recapping our top story, biting an officer lands a woman a felony charge in Custer County. Once again, your Paragon News update for October 27th, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's in thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20, 30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. People that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. You know, a 30-minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.